for a little something extra from the Appleseed. And now, here's your host, Sam Payne.
It's such a pleasure to have you with us for a little something extra here in the podcast. And, you know, just about every day we bring you a full hour-long episode filled with stories for you and your family, and also a little something extra, just a few minutes long, in case you only have a few minutes and you want to fill those few minutes with a great story. And we've got one for you today from Linda Gorham. It's called Common Sense, and it's kind of a retelling of an old Anansi story, Anansi the Spider, the West African trickster character. And this is a story about how common sense came into the world. You're sure to enjoy it. It's today's Appleseed Extra.
Now, you all know about common sense, right? I mean, I'm assuming all of you have good common sense. That's so important. Now, you know what I mean by common sense. If you get in a car, do you put on your seatbelt? Because that's good common sense. If you're about to cross the street, do you look both ways? Yes, you have to. That's good common sense. Well, I'm going to tell you about a time, a long time ago, when there was a lot of common sense in the world and not that many people. So what that meant is the people who were there, oh, they shared all of that good common sense. And it was a good thing. But you know how some people are. There was a person. Well, not really a person, a kind of sort of person. His name was Anansi. You see, sometimes in the stories we see him as a little spider, and sometimes in the stories we see him as a man, and sometimes he's half man and half spider. What we always know about Anansi is he can be very tricky, and he's always very, very greedy. Anansi decided he wanted to gather all of the common sense of the world and put it in a basket. And he did. He went and found all the common sense that was swimming in the river. He picked it up. He put it in the basket. And when he did, the rivers, they didn't know which way to flow. Oh, he took common sense floating in the wind, gathered it all up, and put it in the basket. When he did, the wind, it didn't know which way to blow. Oh, he wasn't done then. Common sense, he needed more. He took little bits of common sense from people who only had little teeny bits. He took big chunks of common sense from people who had a lot. Then Anansi took common sense from all of the parents of the world. Oh, yeah. When he did that, with the parents, they had no more common sense. Do you know what they did? They served pizza every night for their children. You might think that's good, but I don't think it's good common sense. Then he took common sense away from the children of the world. He did. When he did, they decided they were going to watch TV for 10 hours a day. And then Anansi wasn't done. He took common sense away from all of the teachers of the world. I know it's hard to believe, but he did. When he did, the teachers decided to cancel all testing for the rest of the year. I know you like that. Yeah, I know. Then the teachers decided to have recess for 4 hours a day. Yes, I know you're excited. He took all that common sense. He put it all in the basket. He put the top on the basket, and he locked it shut. And then Anansi got another idea. He said, you know what? If somebody wants some of this common sense, I'll make them pay. And that way I'll get real rich. Yeah. But then he had a problem. Where could he hide the basket so nobody would take it? Aha! Anansi looked in his backyard, and there was a big tree, and way up in the tree were the branches and the leaves. He thought, you know what? If I take this basket and hide it in the tree, no one will know where it is, and I'll have all that common sense for myself. Well, Anansi picked up that basket. He tied a rope around that basket. He placed that basket right on his belly. Then he tied that rope around his back. Then Anansi walked over to that tree with that basket on his belly. He put one hand on that tree, the other hand on that tree. He put his foot on that tree, and Anansi tried to climb that tree with the basket on his belly. He didn't get very far, I'd say about a foot. And then Anansi slid down that tree. Bam! He landed on his feet, and the basket fell off. He wasn't going to stop there. Anansi picked up that basket once again, tied that rope around that basket, placed that basket right on his belly, tied that rope around his back. Anansi waddled over to that tree one more time. He put one hand on that tree. He put another hand on that tree. He put a foot on that tree, and he began to climb. It was kind of hard with that basket on his belly. He got about 3 feet, and then Anansi slid back down and landed on his feet. Boom. And the basket fell on the ground. But he was determined. Anansi was not going to give up. He picked up that basket, tied that rope around that basket one more time, placed that basket right on his belly, tied that rope around his back. Then Anansi waddled over to that tree, and then Anansi, he climbed. And he climbed. He got about 5 or 6 feet up, and he was holding on for dear life when a young boy came by and looked up at him. And that boy said, "Anansi, what are you doing trying to climb a tree with a basket tied to your belly?" "Anansi, if you want to climb the tree with a basket, tie it to your back. Duh." Anansi looked at that small boy. That boy still had some common sense. Anansi started to laugh, and when he did, his belly started to shake, and when his belly started to shake, the basket began to rattle, and Anansi laughed, the belly shook, the basket rattled. Anansi laughed, the belly shook, the basket rattled. Anansi laughed, the belly shook, the basket rattled. Anansi laughed, the belly shook, the... You got the idea? Well, Anansi lost his grip on that tree. He came down on that ground, but this time, he didn't land on his feet, no. He did a belly flop. And when he did, he landed right on top of that basket, and the basket broke. And all that common sense spilled onto the ground. Anansi tried to pull up that common sense, but you know what? The wind came by and swooped up that common sense, and oh, the wind, it knew which way to blow. And then it blew some of that common sense down to the rivers, and once again the rivers knew which way to flow. And then the wind blew some of that common sense back to the parents. Yes, you knew they'd get some of that back, didn't you? Well, when the parents got their common sense back, they did the most wonderful thing. The parents throughout the world, every single parent at night, read a story to their children. Isn't that nice? And then before their children went to sleep, all of the parents in the world gave their children a great big juicy kiss. I like that part. And then the children got some of that common sense. And the children, oh, when they got that common sense, the children, when they came home from school without being asked, they sat down, did their homework before going out to play. Isn't that good common sense? And then, you know it was coming, the teachers. Yes, the teachers got some of that common sense. And when they did get that common sense, well, they decided to have a surprise test in math the very next day. I know you're disappointed, but that's just how it is. And then, well, yes, they took away that 4-hour recess. Well, for teachers, that's just common sense. And so we have it. Each of us has a little piece of common sense. You have some, and I have some, and everyone we know has some. And wouldn't it be nice if we used our common sense, and we shared with each other, and we respected each other, and we cooperated? Now that's just good common sense, right?
A tale about how common sense came into the world, shared with you by Linda Gorham. You can find more of her terrific work as a storyteller at lindagorham.com. And of course, you can find more Appleseed at byuradio.org/appleseed. There's an archive there filled with stories that are sure to already be favorites, as well as stories that will become favorites as you listen to them. You can send us an email at theappleseed@byu.edu. We love to hear from you, and some of our favorite stories come from listeners just like you. So reach out to us and tell us your story. I'm Sam Payne, and I can't wait to be with you again on The Appleseed.
Thanks for joining us for a little something extra from The Appleseed. Google The Appleseed Podcast and subscribe for something new just about every day. The Appleseed with Sam Payne.